The important thing, and it's a very important thing, is that young people who find themselves at the receiving end of bullying on a particular social media site understand that there isn't a compulsion to access that site. It just doesn't have to be part of your life that you visit that site on a daily basis to see what someone is saying about you. There is a world outside cyberspace. And one of the additional issues that I don't think is given adequate consideration is the extent to which today, in what is a very new world, people's lives, both adults and children, can be not dominated by social media outlets and cyberspace connection, as opposed to them actually getting on with the real world. It's not just about law, it's not just about Gardaí, it's about family, it's about hearing your teenager's voice when they tell you they're in difficulty. It's about properly reporting it, it's about following up that report, and it's about principals in schools at primary and, I believe, at secondary level doing a great deal more to discourage bullying in the first place, to talk to young people in schools about their actions and consequences, and to ensure that this isn't just a half an hour lecture that's forgotten and the world moves on, but to get them engaged in projects in which the damage they can do is clearly understood.